Welcome back, everybody. Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact fans, featured right here on the TNI Network. This is Tremont, my co-host, J-Bo, Alicia, and Bill, and this is the Sunday Dinner, a.k.a. the Impact Plus Weekly. Everybody, welcome. It's family night. What's going on, everybody? How's it going tonight? What's new? What's new? Everybody,
hey.
Shout out.
Hey!
Shout out.
Hey! Wait, Katie Forbes is back.
You also get Katie Forbes. Hey! a lot of Katie Forbes in their feed lately this week. I've noticed that, by the way. So it's still
most hits more than most, Sammy.
That's true. It's very true. what's going on, guys? What's new? It's Sunday. It's family dinner time. Kyle's not here, of course, which is not a bad thing that Kyle's not here. We're just putting that out there, everybody.
It's as my favorite nephew says, it's the first family dinner of the year. Happy 2021, folks. We're here. We made it.
How come the comments are so small? Look at that. What happened? Did I change something around in the comments? Like, it's like in the corner. Usually the comments come out way bigger. I might have done so. Oh, here we go. I think this is why.
It's in the brand. You can change it up. You can change it to the bubble. Yeah, they did that recently. Wow.
Look at that.
All kinds of fanciness.
What do you guys like? So we got the original, which goes across the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We got minimal, which is very minimal. We got bubble, which is, you know, kind of cool. And then a block, which is blocky like that. Really neat.
No block.
Block or bubble. I changed mine over to the bubble over on STP. So
I guess it depends if they have an image. Paul does not have an image. So that's not giving it the effect it deserves.
True. What did you say, Alicia? You like the minimal one, this one?
No, the block one.
The block. I think block's got the win so far. Block looks pretty good. All right, we'll keep block. Sometimes I know we'll be on. And we'll do a comment. It'll, like, block somebody's face altogether. So, like, maybe we should keep the subtle ones like this. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Cool. Block it is. Yeah, it is, like, VH1 pop-up video. Important mirror. That's awesome. All right, guys. What's going on, man? Bill, you're at a show. Let's start with this right away. Bill was at shows New Year's weekend. Where the hell were you? Let's get the Bill map.
I was down in Atlantic City on Thursday and Friday for GCW. They did back-to-back shows. I did see Blake Christian, who we'll see at Genesis.
He was right,
on both shows. And then on Saturday, I went to Synergy Wrestling, and that was featuring Casey Navarro, who we'll see on Tuesday, as well as at Genesis.
Yeah. Well, okay. So a little Impact preview going on here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the great thing about KC, he was really promoting the Impact, because like, I almost feel like he's already used to some of that studio taping because he was talking a lot during the match, even though there was a crowd. And he was a heel in this match. He's been pretty much a heel in the indies for probably the last 6 months to a year. And he was saying, like to this guy, because you could tell it was a pretty green new guy that he was facing, probably just out of like an academy. And he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be on TV. I'm on national TV." He's like, to the fans, "I'm not gonna show that to you. You gotta wait to see that. You're not worthy." I'm like, "We'll see it on Tuesday." And he's like, "Oh yeah."
Nice. So, you know, that's really freaking cool that someone is. I mean, even if he's a heel character promoting it and acting like he's in a heel way excited about it. That's really freaking cool.
Yeah, so truly blessed, Casey Navarro. I'm rooting truly for blessed. You.
Is that what he goes by?
Truly blessed.
I always laugh.
I love him already.
I have like two aunts who will end every text or anything with me with just "stay blessed." And I don't know why it just comes off really funny to me. "Stay blessed." And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know why it just sounds really funny. "Stay blessed." Truly blessed, Casey Navarro. All right, cool. Real quick, though, how were these two? I mean, we have some good talent here?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Alicia, you watched it too. Especially. Alicia, you watched it on what, Fight TV or something, right?
On the TV, yeah.
That's okay. Cool. So,
yeah, a lot of good talent. Like Blake Christian, he was in the Super J Cup with Chris Bay. He's like, ever since he started in GCW with Jordan Oliver, who had a great weekend, MLW guy, but who knows? Maybe someday in the future, maybe Impact. He was a star of the last 3 days, but Blake Christian, all the talent in the world. Like he's going a little heelish on the indies lately. He's like an athlete. He's like kind of hyping that up because he's one of the ones like that got a lot of viral early because of some of the matches, like very flippy and stuff. Like, so like the old school was really anti him at first. But for X Division, that's the perfect guy. and Casey Navarro, you guys have seen him before on some Impact specials, Twitch specials as well. He was on the Hazleton, Upstate PA, and Scranton shows.
You two were both at that, right? Alicia and Bill, would you guys go to that?
Yeah, I went to both. You didn't go to Scranton, right? You
went to Hazleton? I went to the one that was at, like, the Catholic school or whatever?
Yes, yeah, that was Hazleton, yep.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was, what, Overdrive and... forget the other one.
I forgot about these. They're all on the app, so if anybody missed these, you guys can check them out on the app. Interesting. Very cool. Nice little preview for Tuesday, though, I'm sure. So you guys got to see some good stuff. Leisha, any take on these two, though? Like, are you digging them? Are we excited to see
these? I think we're in for some interesting times with these. It's going to be a good addition to the tournament.
I look at it this way. We lost three Rascals, but we're gaining a couple of X Division guys who could potentially be signed. And I heard Jordan Oliver has been dropping a lot of Impact hints lately. And does he still do that click of his, the young, dumb, and fucking
He still does it at times, but he's kind of broke off. But, like, it's still his theme song. He still does some stuff with them from time to time. Okay. Like, at the Collective, he did some stuff with them. But he's obviously branched out more on his own.
He's good, though, man.
During the pandemic. But World of Talent, and he's a guy that's still, like, only, like, he's really young. He's, like, 21, 22.
I worked with him real quick, like, once in January, yes. Like, a year ago. God, fucking shows have just been... But, like, AAW brought him in, him and his group, and he took on... God, I forgot the name, dude's name that he fought. But like, a Midwest guy, one of a Glory Pro guy. And, no, he's cool. Like, that group he's got, like, they're all, like, stuck. I'm like, they were angering me while doing a promo. I was like... Fucking, what a bunch of little millennial fuckers.
Well, they did a great job of, like, back in the ZZ. They were the last good ZZW act, which we like to shit on a lot. But they were, like, kind of, they were the main act in ZZW at the end. And, like, for GCW, once again, a lot of indie shows, not many people get heat at indie shows. And when he's heel, but he's a face now. He became face he's a total face now. Which is crazy. Like, I'm at shows, and he was getting killed 6 months, a year ago. But he can do both. He can be that you're right, a very millennial heel. And he's changed his look up over the last year, too. He goes by, like, Heavyweight and Cloud Cutter and stuff. Like, he was, like, kind of, like more of, like, the skinny kid. And he's bulked up a lot. So he's putting in the work.
What are you saying, Alicia? You were about to say something, too.
I don't remember. What reference? We're flowing here.
But no, that's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it, though. Maybe we'll see Jordan Oliver this year, too. But who knows? That's a good thing about Impact. People freak out, Jay, a lot. Like, so-and-so's leaving. Oh, my God. They can't keep people. It's like, dude, they literally took three left, and here's, like, three new ones. Here you go. Like, we're also signing a shit ton at the same time. So never worry about Impact.
It's an exciting time. I mean, yeah, we're losing some people, but they're moving on to bigger and better things, and I'm very excited to see their future. You know, they're progressing their career in the wrestling industry, no matter where they go. They're going for bigger monies. They got families to support. That's what you got to look at. You got to look at the bigger picture when people are doing these things. And when those things happen, it gives young up-and-comers the chance to get some shine. When you bust your ass in front of these crowds, when you got socially distanced, you got 10 people in a crowd, 20 people in a crowd, you're doing it for a hot dog and a handshake, and you keep doing that, and you work hard, and then you get opportunities like this. And it's, you know, that people are excited about making a brand like Impact Wrestling grow. And they may not be the biggest brand out there, but to us, they're the biggest because of what they do and the quality of the stuff that they put out.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, guys. We got a lot going on. There's a lot of change going up, so we'll see where it goes. Do you want to do news, J-Bone? Or do you want to wait for news on Tuesday? What do you want? Do you want to do some news now? You got anything to talk about?
There's a few. I covered some stuff last night on STP, but I know only so many people go over there. So, yeah, we can cover some news.
Let's throw a few news bits out there. We'll talk Explosion, and then we'll do the open forum. Then we'll let you all get back to your Sundays. So let's go for that. News it is. Here we go. J-Bone's News.
Jiminy Christmas.
And now, J-Bone's News. I didn't think there was any news today, but he might surprise me. And it better not be about goddamn lollipops, headbands, or cheese. Make it interesting, J-Bone. Anyway, take it away.
Searching for my fake wrestling news.
You hear me, Bone? It better not be about lollipops, headbands, cheese, or anything lame. So I want to let you know now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, and like I said, some of this stuff I did cover last night. That's okay. But there is some big news that rolled us into the new year as far as Impact Wrestling news goes. Sami Callihan announced December 31st, New Year's Eve Day, that he has re-signed to Impact Wrestling for two years.
I'm psyched about that. He literally, I think, didn't he like announce it at like 12:01 a.m. like New Year's Day? I could have sworn he did.
I don't know what time of day it was, but
I feel like I was scrolling through Twitter and then like I feel like he timed that out because he was like, today my thing would have expired and fucking I'm re-signing. I could have sworn he timed it out perfectly to be like right on like the first thing you see New Year's Day. So that's awesome. That is super cool.
Yeah. And it talks about aspirations of becoming champ again this year, this coming year here. And I think us as fans, I think we can collectively say we would like to see him get the proper championship reign that he didn't get in early 2020.
Look at this dumbass.
Go ahead, J-Bone.
12:27 a.m.
12:20. I'll give you that 12:37. Okay. Right. A little late there, Sammy. About 26 minutes off, but okay. No problem. Go ahead, J-Bone.
So there's that big news. There's a few new.
Wait, by the way, that's huge, though. By the way, like he's an anchor at Impact, and for him to be like, "Fuck everything, this is my place. I'm here for two more years."
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's super cool.
He's putting the company on his back. He's that. That's a lot of company pride right there.
Yeah,
that's a big thing here. Company pride.
And as we know, Sami Callihan, as the three of us who definitely follow the. A lot of their stuff in the Midwest, like the Ohio stuff. Alicia, I know, watches a lot. Bill, you've been to a bunch. Sammy, notorious for bringing people in, like who have, like, he's worked with at Revolver and Rockstar and all that stuff. Like, he's big on, like, you, if I know you and I've worked with you, you're going to get, I'm going to put you in Scott's ear. So he's also like a talent scout in a way, too. So I would not be surprised if you're seeing some more talent coming up this year. Pandemic pending. We get back to shows and everything, but hopefully we start getting some more of his endorsed talent to come through.
Yeah, so there's talking about Impact Plus. Hopefully more Sammy and friends.
Cheers to that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll see. And maybe more of his own indie company stuff getting on there as well. You know, if we're losing Ethan Page's A1, then maybe we're gaining other stuff, you know.
Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool.
So on the Impact Wrestling YouTube, within the last 24 hours, there's been some interesting little theme entrance music drops.
Yeah, that was interesting.
This is Knockouts Month. January is Knockouts Month, and it all has to do with the big thing here is the Knockouts Tag Titles. That's really gonna put a special spotlight on the ladies of Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling dropped three different entrance themes on their YouTube channel in the last 24 hours. First one yesterday, Killer Kelly.
Yeah,
that's very cool. And that one is, now, Trent, you're a heavy metal guy. Have you heard this new theme?
I haven't heard it yet, man. I did not. I saw that it came out. I haven't heard it yet, though.
Please take your time before. Actually, it might be a little too exciting for you to go to bed to. You might be like moshing around your bedroom and trash it. You know, throw a TV out your 10th story window. So maybe you want to hold off on that. Save it for the morning when you're starting your Monday work stuff. Also, Renee Michelle's dropped.
Nice.
And the Sea Stars dropped.
These are kind of good signs, huh? Like putting your the theme song's on.
It's not a definite thing because like they just did that recently when James Storm came back for a very short period of time at the end of 2020 for a couple of matches for Bound for Glory. Was it Bound for Glory or was it was Bound for Glory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bound for Glory. And then he did one episode of Impact Wrestling for a special match where he was in a tag match. And he's not, he didn't sign, but they still dropped his theme music in the YouTube. So does it mean that all these girls sign? No, but is there absolutely potential there? Yeah, we hope that they are.
That's cool, man. Super cool. Super cool. What else you got?
There is a funny little bit that happened. Well, actually, let me talk about the newsworthy stuff. One thing that has been on the lips of Impact fans lately talking about, especially this last week, Ethan Page is officially a free agent.
As of the first, right?
That was as of the first. Yeah. He took down, now I haven't looked at the site yet, but he said he was removing all of his Ethan Page stuff off the Played by Julian Patreon based website.
Which I still say he's very adamant about saying Ethan Page merchandise is being pulled. And I'm like, it doesn't mean the Karate Man's being pulled and all the other stuff and all that shit. And I got a feeling like we already saw the Karate Man show up in Impact. I don't know, man. He's smart at working the audience and working the business. So I don't know. He could very well be gone for all we know. I just feel like he's just playing up the whole like, Ethan Page merchandise will be removed. I'm like, okay. You're not shutting down everything, though. So we'll see. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have to wait and see how – like we got to see how his exit plays out on Impact Wrestling Television. You know, this isn't like, okay, it's the new year. We're not going to see him anymore. No, there's still 2 weeks worth of stuff you know, between Genesis, Hard to Kill, and a couple weeks of Jiminy Christmas, my phone. Sorry. Silence. As far as, you know, things playing out, storylines, how his exit is going to happen with Impact Wrestling. They'll do something. We just don't know what it is yet. So
we'll find out.
So, yeah, we just got to wait and see what exactly happens. And then there was one little comical thing that I did want to point out. Now, where the hell did it go? I had it right.
You can take this microphone and shove it up your ass.
Whenever you're stalled, I'm just going to put that in there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. No, and I had I was going to play the tweet. Oh, here it is. No, that's not it.
Oh my God, J-Bone.
Look at this dumbass.
All right, I had it yesterday, but there's way it's already buried, so I'm not going to try to unbury it. All right, so the funny thing is Chris Bay, it's on his Twitter box. All right, you can go to Chris Bay's Twitter box. He tweeted out a thing, and he was doing his own imitation of The Rock saying, it's 5 a.m., we're going to be hanging and banging in the gym and whatever. He was doing his Rock imitation. Yeah. And The Rock actually replied to Chris Bay and said, you know what? This whole imitation is a bunch of bullshit. You know that The Rock starts at 4 a.m., not 5 a.m., laughing emoji. So it was all out of love and fun. I thought it was hilarious. The fact that,
Jaybird, are you saying The Rock's coming to Impact Wrestling full time?
As I confirmed, he's coming to Impact. That's it. Let the dirt sheets roll that one. The Rock's definitely coming to Impact.
I don't care. I'll beat his ass right now.
So Shamrock already accepted the challenge. Very cool. Hey, listen, I think that's awesome that he does that. Like, Rock's just, I don't know, man. He's like an anomaly in the world. And just the fact that he just will, like, reply to that and just set everybody on. Like the whole, like the buzz just starts. All he has to do is like do one thing and the buzz just goes nuts. But it's just cool to see him do that too, though, for Chris. Cause like I guarantee that little endorsement shows people who Chris Bay is. And I bet
Huge.
Bay picked up a shit ton of followers from it. You know, I mean, just that's how it happens. So cool.
And it's inspiring. Do you know how, you know what kind of workout Chris Bay put in that day because of The Rock took a minute to just quick boom, boom, Twitter?
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
That's good, incredibly dude. Inspiring. Yeah. Rock's good shit. I don't care what The Rock does the rest of his career. If he never shows up to wrestle again, I'm good with it. He's going to still put out crazy action movies. But he's always doing – look, it just came out the other day that The Rock bought what's that old manager's name? Harvey Whipple?
Whippleman.
He just bought him like a truck for Christmas.
Bought him a new truck.
Saw that. I didn't realize it was Harvey Whippleman. I just heard about the story.
And the reason was he said when he was a young kid and his dad came to Memphis, they left him with Harvey and he looked after him. And he's like, I never forgot how he looked after me as a kid. And I knew he needed a new truck. I heard he had needed a new truck. So I bought him a new truck. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I just looked after you because it's like, you know, you're Rocky's kid or whatever. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm just doing my thing. And he's like, no, I never forgot that. Just a good dude, man. Just a super, super good dude. So a good guy.
Yeah, man.
Cool. What else you got, Jay? Anything else?
That's it. Unless Bill wants to throw in some other stuff from the shows he...
Well, he's wearing something we could talk about.
I'll tune in. I'll check it out.
Well, let's check it out, Bill. What do we got here?
Oh, well, this is, yeah, if you didn't stay till the end, and thanks for the bits, RK Shuttlesworth, we appreciate it. To the end of the, what was it, the Tuesday show, the review, I did an unboxing at the end from the former TNA, now Impact, eBay store. And this is the jacket that Eric Young ripped off Scott D'Amore on Impact TV.
That's awesome.
So they gave me three pictures here.
Proud as a peacock.
Look at that. Oh, they gave me three photos of this?
That's amazing.
There's here's actual proof. It's real. Nice.
I think we can collectively say as a group that we're happy it's not.
Here comes the bride.
Oh, my God.
All dressed in white.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, better than that.
For anybody who missed the thing was, Bill was in on the auction for the wedding dress. And the idea was he was going to give it to Alicia as a wedding present to get married in. But Bill, you lost the auction, you lost the bid, and you're gonna have to find a better present to give Alicia at this point.
That's right.
Well, I'm gonna give it back after the wedding.
Well, they say something what? Something borrowed, yeah. Something blue.
Well, it was gonna be technically borrowed because you were gonna get it, you were gonna let her borrow it, and then she was gonna get it back to you for the collection. But very cool. That's awesome that they send you the three photos too. That's really
very nice. And who knows? Maybe there's some more coming in the mail. We'll see.
There's more coming up.
But speaking of that, one of the news bits is they had that sale on New Year's Eve, shopimpact.com.
Fucking missed it, man.
That's and very good $5, some shirts and hats that were there. Luckily, I did get in at the last minute. But then, now the store's been still. I looked earlier today. I haven't looked right before air. It's really... I got to imagine they're reformatting the whole store. Hopefully by tomorrow, it's repopulated with merchandise.
I know.
There's only 16 items.
Oh, I know, because all the DVDs are gone, because I was going to, order, I need, Slamversary disc and all that, and it was all gone. I was like, what the hell? Everything's, gone off the site, so they're redoing it. Now, you guys know, and other people might not have caught this, I think Saturday morning, I put in our group chat, there was a couple of new shirts released, one being a Jordan Grace t-shirt that had a misprint on it. So I was able to catch it and get it to Ross, and hey, you guys need to pull this, ASAP. And fix it, which they did to their credit. They got that was down within a few minutes, and they're probably gonna be a new one coming up. So keep an eye for that. So yes. Jordan does have a new shirt coming out. At least I can tell you that.
Yes, there's still only 16 t-shirts and 12, and some of them are sold out. So technically, 8 turnbuckles are all that's on the site right now.
So hopefully, some new shit's showing up soon, though.
Yeah, cool. It might be a whole reformat, just like when Impact Plus was, is my guess.
Could be.
RK gifting out a ton of subs. Thank you.
Bro. Oh, tonight too. RK also did win the raffle with Impact for this exclusive merchandise from the fundraiser. From RK, your info has been sent to Impact, and just keep an eye for your package. I'm not sure when they'll send it, but keep an eye for that. Let's talk Explosion, guys. We had a knockout match. Go, yeah, Mark. Just
real quickly, I don't know if we did. I know last night I actually infiltrated Smash for a little bit. But did we talk, like, we mentioned the Sea Stars, but Ashley Vox will be on AEW Dark, but who knows what that means. This Tuesday.
They're all in bed with each other now at this
point. Yeah, they're all doing that. Like, they're all doing that. And just an update.
It's interesting because she's facing Thunder Rosa, and I think they faced each other in NWA. So that might have something to do with it.
You know? Yeah, and that's a lead-in former in TNA official. Brian Hebner, he left the NWA, so he's a free agent as well. He is looking for a new opportunity. He put out there
a lot of shakeup going on.
Obviously, Ziggy Dice, he's a free agent now too, as a guy that's he's been mentioned possibly with Impact, but he's officially a free agent too. So a lot of things happening right now.
We'll find out, guys. Thunder Rosa. I don't know. Have you ever, at least you've been a Thunder Rosa fan? I don't think we've ever talked about her on the show.
I've seen a couple of her matches, but from what I've seen, she's pretty damn impressive. Mm-hmm. I like her character and gimmick. Cool.
Yeah, I do like her. Her looks awesome too. Like when she has that half, like the sugar skull makeup and all that stuff.
The knockouts tag title would be great because I actually saw she was on the YouTube pre-show from Thursday for GCW that you can watch free. Holodead was her longtime tag team partner on the Indies. Yeah. And Holiday had a really good match at GCW. I wouldn't mind them both coming in to be a tag team in the knockouts division.
A lot of free agents, yeah. The rumor of Taya's contract coming up too. We don't have any information on that, so we'll kind of wait on that one as well. So a lot of shakeups happening. We'll see what's going on. I mean, I don't want to speculate. Taya's one. I almost don't want to say anything, so I don't want to jinx anything either. So, like, we'll see where it goes.
We don't want to piss off Uncle Mark in the chat either.
Yeah, if Taya leaves, I know that's going to be a very angry Uncle Mark.
Oh, yeah, and you know what we should say, because I think it's technically don't leave our show. Actually, it's not going to start till later. But I believe Wrestle Kingdom starts in, a couple hours, right? Technically, no Impact talent, to our knowledge, is on there, but who knows what could happen.
We'll find out. All right, cool. There's the news. We'll kind of repeat some of that on Tuesday as well, just to get it out there again. But let's get into Explosion. Knockouts match this week, guys. We had Nevaeh solo against Kiera. And what's cool about this is these two are the finalists, or one half of each finalist tag team to be decided at Harvey Kill.
Well, not finalists yet.
Not finalists yet. But
they're in the – one's in
– in the finals, yeah.
Well, Kiera
and
Tasha,
in the semis.
Yes, and then the Killer Death Machines are in the semis. So we got they're in the mix. It's kind of cool to see a solo match between them though. But Alicia, any thoughts on this one? I know you're a big Nevaeh fan, as well as Kiera, but
yeah, it's a tough call.
It was.
Best of luck to all involved. But yeah, this is a good showing between both ladies.
Obviously
Kiera won.
Yeah. It's kind of a nice little preview for that tag match that could happen. That could be down to those two, but either way, like, they're going to meet again at some point in tag team action. But I do like, I don't know, Alicia. I like seeing. Not that I don't like Havoc and Nevaeh Tina, but Nevaeh is a good solo too, though. At the same time,
right? She really stepped up tonight.
She's a good solo act too. It's like either one of them could break out at any point, but. I don't even want to speculate until we even know where the tag titles fall first, and we'll see where that goes. But
I'd like to see more storyline on Havoc and Nevaeh's part. They've kind of fallen into the background since the whole bringing back Father James Mitchell train of thought.
Yeah, that's kind of like the last time we saw a storyline out of them. It was like they were backstage, and Havoc was being pressured to bring him back, and then that was it.
Yeah, but, they were just there at the wedding.
No, we haven't really seen him cut a promo since, and actually, like, one thing we never got was, like, their background, like, why they started teaming them up. Like, we know they've been a team for years in the Indies, but, like, we never heard anything about it, like, their friendship.
When Nevaeh first started appearing, they really tried to play it out, like, oh, these two have past and history, but we never got anything deeper other than this is it, and... So maybe we could get more play on that.
Yeah, I'd like to get a little more info on that. Like, it'd be cool. I know that Nevaeh did have an Around the Ring, though. I know that. But, like, it'd be cool to get just some story with those two. Just, hey, why are you teaming up? What's the history? More promo time. Just stuff like that. So throw that out there, guys, in the chat. Like, if you guys also agree with that, make sure to tweet. Nevaeh is pretty responsive. Actually, Nevaeh is more than Havoc. Jess is a little more, like, keeps the people she knows online. But, like, Nevaeh is pretty responsive. You're tagging her and stuff. She'll respond, retweet it. So if you want more out of them, like, don't hesitate. Like, tag her, tag them more. She'll help put it out there for sure. So do that. But this is good. So it was a short match, so it wasn't too long. It was only about 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, about 8 minutes, yep.
Nothing too crazy, but a little bit of a preview. It was kind of, again, Nevaeh is more of a veteran too, which we don't get a lot of play up on. Like, she's been around a long time. Yeah, which, like, she doesn't, I mean, you would never think, like, she has such a fresh appearance all the time. Like, she always looks like because it's her first TV exposure too. So, like, a lot of people think she's new, but she's been on the indies forever.
She's Madison Rayne's former tag partner from way back when.
First Shimmer show.
Mm-hmm. Shimmer 1. Shimmer Volume 1, which is, I think Shimmer does have a streaming service too, I believe. So
they definitely did. I think they may have been on the
High Spot.
They were initially, I think, maybe on the one that Evolve was on years ago. They were on WWN back then, but they're probably on like a High Spots or something now, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in like an early Knockouts footage, like pretty much every Knockout went through Shimmer. So watch their early stuff and check it out there, because there's, especially Nevaeh, she was there, Jess, Madison, I mean, a lot. Even Sue. Sue made some appearances in Shimmer as well. Ashley Voss. Kimber, of course, Kimber, C-Stars. I mean, you name it, like every Knockout's been through Shimmer. So, and you're in some downtime, go check out Shimmer, guys. It's really like the place to see the evolution. If you're a Nevaeh fan and Jess fan, you'll see where they came from for sure.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Very cool. That was a good match around the ring this week.
Well, before we get out of the ring, I don't know if I didn't notice this last week, but I definitely noticed it during this match.
Yeah.
They made sure to have an Impact Plus ring apron on the ring.
I didn't see that.
And all the turnbuckles said Impact Plus.
I did not even notice that.
So for Explosion, they're getting more of an Impact Plus theming down, which is nice to see, because I know a lot of people said, oh, they don't do this or that with kind of theming different things, or the extra effort put forth here. So they may have done a bunch of Explosion in a row is my thinking now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's exciting for these ladies, because it could be a sign of what we're going to get in the finals. I mean, this coming Tuesday, in a couple of days, we're going to have Havoc and Nevaeh versus Jordan Grace and Jazz. But Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz are in they're going to be one half of the finals match. So it could be a preview of things to come. And this was a nice little way to, you know, throw a little, what if this is going to happen? It was a nice little match. And man, I got to say, Kiera Hogan's had some ups and downs over the last couple of years. She had, got a little banged up here and there, took a little time off, whatever. But man, you look at a singles match like this and beating an in-ring veteran like Nevaeh, she just exudes confidence now. She is ready for this year. Yeah.
She's just 24, I think. And she's like fucking, like, I don't know. She's gotten so much better. Just month after month. It's incredible how she just continues to evolve. Kiera is definitely a future champ, in my opinion, in the company for sure. So I'm looking forward to that. Cool. Around the ring. Now, Around the Ring was Caleb with a K with Penzer.
With a K.
Now, Mark texted me this morning. Uncle Mark texted me. I hate this. He did not like this at all. he's like, it's just upsetting me, because it's like half in character, and I don't know what the hell to make of this. So, Mark, if you're still in here, I want you to tell the fellow commenters exactly what you were telling me. But I did one thing to point out on this. He took a shot in my our pal Basil in this. Because Basil, if anybody doesn't know, Basil goes by BZ. That's like his handle on for his photos and everything.
Yes.
And he took a shot and he's like, oh, BZ's running around here LARPing as a photographer.
Had to Google, I legit have a tab open right now. And because I Googled LARPing definition, I'm like, what the hell is LARPing?
And
for those of you who are might be a little older like me and aren't hip to everything going on nowadays with those young bucks out there, it's live action role playing. So he's
whose uncle is this? If the 80s don't come back and get they uncle for real,
J-Bone.
Okay, boomer.
Double shot, just two bullets in the chamber on that one, man. J-Bo, you're really dating yourself here, my friend. Come on.
I see how this year is starting out, Trent. I was like, live action role play. So he's basically saying that what friend of the show, this show and Smash This Podcast, basically saying Basil's just playing pretending to be one of the best wrestling photographers going today. Man, throwing some serious shade.
True color is saying, right? This might be the most boomer moment you've ever had. That's awesome. That is awesome. But that's it was cool. I mean, he was all in character on it. So he did kind of break a little bit, talked about his wrestling too. And he was in the Cult of Lee. He kind of did mention the Trevor Lee stuff. And
well, he's a PW as well as a PP.
As a PW, a pro wrestler, as well as personal photographer. But he mentions like his 2016 time and being there for that Global Force stuff. So, Bill, which you were probably at, Far Row. Oh, yeah. I saw that. So
that would be forever.
Culturally, yeah. So he's been around. I mean, Trevor Lee Caleb Connolly's been on the indies for a long time. Like, he's a long time veteran too. He's also dating Chris Statlander. I don't think we knew that.
Yeah.
He's with her. And they're very public about it now, so I'm not breaking any stories there. But is she coming back anytime soon? Has anybody heard about Statlander?
Once she's healed up, probably.
I hope so, man. She's
hopefully springtime is what I think fans are really hoping for, because she's in therapy now. She's working out.
Okay.
She had a doozy of an injury, right?
She had a career-ending injury. Like some that do actually legit.
Really?
Yeah. It was that bad. That's why she's been gone so long. So she's been working hard to get back.
Good for her, man.
Yeah.
Never bad. Cat's awesome.
She's one of the bright shining stars on that women's division over in AEW. So I know she will be welcomed back by company and fans alike.
She's got a really cool there's a match. She's we work with her AEW too. She had a match with Sammy about a year and a half ago, which if anyone hasn't seen it, like, it's fucking unreal. Like, her and Sammy tore it apart in Chicago. So I highly recommend find that match and check it out. Torn ACL, huh? Kurgos thing. That's hey, if you're Chris Sabin, you come back from three of those, no problem.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
We all could be Chris Sabin.
Yeah, seriously. Bionic Chris Sabin at this point. But no, I hope she's back soon. She's obviously she's down south, but down south is now mid south at this point. So like, so who knows? We're all one big coastal family coming up here. It seems like AEW and Impact. So who knows? She'll show up. They'll show up. All that's on hold anyway, by the way. For last week it was on hold because of the Brody stuff. So I'm assuming they resume things this week with storyline, by the way. So keep in mind.
It is announced for this Tuesday that Kenny and the Good Brothers will be on the show.
They will. Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's going to be on there. And then Hard to Kill still coming. We'll talk about more on Tuesday with that. That's about nothing too crazy. Did I miss anything on the Caleb interview? Nothing too crazy, right?
No, he did talk about, like, Penzer asked him about his wrestling run, like, would he go after the X division or a world title? And would Tennille be supportive? And he said, yeah, she'd be ringside to support him. So, Penzer gets a little risque.
He does.
Asks if it's all professional with Tennille or maybe a little hubba hubba. But it sounds like a Miss Statlander wouldn't like that.
A little hubba hubba.
So he says it's very, very professional. And then Penzer says, what are you, Brian Myers here? He's like, no.
Jesus. My God. well, interesting. It's funny that he asked that question, but I'm sure they might even go that direction with the storyline, you know, where it could even turn into that. So
honestly, I enjoyed it. I'm the opposite. I thought, even though this was in character and normally it is more of a shoot interview,
I'm
just more of a fan. I want more interviews. Penzer, Mean Gia, friend of the show, see the interview last week, but just get more of these. And this was a shorter one. Do a bunch of these. Get two of these on a show. Why not?
Dude, we keep saying load up with more matches and more of these. Good segue, though. How awesome was our interview with Mean Gia Miller last week? And Alicia loved it. Right? Like, it was so much fun. So if anybody missed it, guys, Gia Miller, backstage interviewer for Impact, was on the show last week, on this past last week's Tuesday show. So check that out. It's on the YouTube channel and Twitch and everything. So give that a look. She's fucking awesome. Like, she is super cool.
Yeah, that was a lot more like what you never know what you're gonna get. You know, when you talk to wrestlers, you talk about their career and goals and aspirations and their history. This is someone who was really different and isn't in front of the camera all the time.
Right.
So it was great to learn just more about her, what she does in Impact Wrestling and outside of the company, which is a lot of things. I mean, she's a woman of many hats, and what she does for the wrestling school that she works with and helps other, you know, other kids and stuff, man, it was really cool. It was great. Yeah. Great talking to her.
Yeah. No, her interview was really awesome. There's even a cameo in it, by a certain X Division star of the year. And so check it out if you guys missed it on Tuesday. But that's about it for that. J-Mo, you want
to? It's been a bangorama.
It was, and it was. It definitely was. You want to mention the flashback and recap match real quick? What people can look forward to on that?
Well, the classic match is from Genesis 2021. It was the TNA.
Not the future.
2010, excuse me.
My God.
2010.
Great Scott.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I jumped in my DeLorean, and don't you know. 2010, excuse me, folks. TNA World Title Match, Kurt Angle versus the defending AJ Styles, World TNA Champion, with Ric Flair at ringside. And, things get a little dastardly towards the end of the match there with AJ pulling a Ric Flair and nailing Kurt Angle with the championship to help himself retain, and Ric Flair was just proud as a peacock.
Peacock. We got that right here. We got that
proud
right.
As a peacock.
But all right, cool. Check that out. What was the recap?
The recap was just highlights of award winning stuff that happened in the last episode. Deonna Purrazzo. Yeah. Deonna Purrazzo taking away two winnings that first night. So,
cool.
Yeah. You know, it's Scott DeMore and Josh Matthews sitting by the fire chatting about company stuff. It is what it is.
Jim, what are you, drunk? What's going on with you guys?
Come on, man.
What's the matter with you? You're like trailing off and then looking away and no eye contact.
Well, I was talking about Don Callis, the invisible hand.
The invisible hand itself.
Yeah, right, I missed the last couple of minutes, but it was all highlight stuff from the awards show. So,
all right, let's open it up. Hey, throw a few topics out. We got about 15 minutes. Throw a few topics out there. And then we'll, Bill, what do we got? Anything good in the topics that you want to pull
up
something?
Let's go. Here's a critical sting.
All right, what do we got?
Fire ceiling. Cousin Jake.
Ooh.
Or Josh Alexander.
This is a good question.
Josh Alexander recently put out, I believe also on the first of the year, a promo. And you could actually, we were talking about this on Smash, me and Jay, about no longer being a tag guy. He no longer needs to tag.
Yeah.
And was wondering, is that kind of almost the same promo he would do like an AAW when he was world champion?
Yeah, I mean, he always talks about like he's a – He's a leader, franchise, like a team, like a locker room captain. And he was for AAW at least, so he's former champ. Pretty much mostly solo's run. I mean, the two of them did team over here too for a long time under their old name. But he's been putting a lot of stuff out about solo career. But Cousin Jake, I really hope this leads to the Jake something, man. Like, this could be it. I don't know. Lisa, you got any thought on that? Like, let's talk Jake. I want to talk Jake for a second. Let's discuss Jake. We've talked about Jake for a long time.
Yeah, of course.
Thoughts on that? Like, could this finally be it for Jake?
I hope so. Because from what I've seen of his stuff on the indies, he's fully capable of stepping the role. And they put him in a couple of situations on the show where it's like, wow, this dude could really be something. So, you know, my fingers are crossed. I don't know about you guys, but I have high hopes for it. It's coming this year.
It has to. Like, this has to be it for Jake. Like, I can't imagine you're going to keep this dude buried any longer. I mean, if you've seen him on the indies, like, anybody who hasn't seen Jake as Jake something on the indies, like, he's completely the opposite of what he is on TV. Like, he is big man, brute monster. And I do agree. Looking back, the Diener thing, I think, completely helped him with his promo skills, his facial expressions, his ring presence. Like, it tuned him up a lot. But I think it's just like you're keeping his talent so hidden. Like, Bill, you've seen him on the indies a bunch. I mean, you know this guy. He's an absolute heavyweight contender immediately at this point. You know, he could step into a division right now.
And they need that. Honestly, Impact needs that big guy. Like, a couple weeks ago, we saw the return on Explosion of Shira, another guy with that type of look. I'll just say look. But Jake, I think Wrestle House, things like that, the wedding and the Bravo shooting, that all helped Jake, Cousin Jake, because we've been told by Impact he is Cousin Jake. Remember, our good friend Ingrid said Cousin Jake. Cousin Jake.
That's
I have a feeling at some point, Cousin Jake, because just like Rohit, it's like, will he ever become Akeem Zayn now? He made Rohit. That is the character. Yeah. And I hope maybe when indies start coming up that he's at, he is no longer Akeem Zayn at them. Hopefully he's Rohit. He's proud enough of that to be Rohit now. And the same thing with Jake something. I think at best, you might just get Jake. Cousin gets dropped. I don't think you ever see Jake something, but you could just get Jake.
I'll take that.
I could see, just going on this question now, I think we will see, obviously, Jake's now soloed. He's Cousin Jake for now. I think you'll see kind of that build up like we did with Rohit, where he starts getting better and better. Do I see him higher ceiling? Like, if you're talking Critical Sting over years, or if you're just talking 21, I probably put Josh Alexander. I could see Josh Alexander like in main event world title matches this year. Jake 22.
I could see that. Like use this year to build him.
Yeah.
Like totally back up, you know, just make him like credible, kind of let people know, you know, who he is. Cause like they just seen him in, you know, as a tag team guy, comedic.
It'll take a while. That's 6 months of storytelling right there.
But Josh is ready. Josh, you can go in right now. Yeah. Jable, you got that?
Yeah. I mean, Josh is at a, Jake's had an interesting year. Mm-hmm. A lot of it comedic, but I feel like that really helped him grow with his charisma. But he's been in highlight matches like the surprise that we all got when he faced Rohit for the X Division Championship. One of the surprise matches that he had.
Final Revolution,
And that was amazing. That right there was a giant sign like, okay, if you put Cousin Jake in this situation like this, he can shine when he's under pressure. Josh Alexander, I've been a fan of his for a few years now, ever since that cage match up in Canada. Please forgive me. I don't remember the name of the promotion that was up there. It was something tied to Impact Wrestling or Scott DeMore. Was it Destiny?
Destiny,
Destiny or BCW, one of those.
Well, Scott DeMore's is BCW, then Destiny's the one that Josh wrestles for a lot. Okay. The Iceman, yeah.
Okay, well, it was one of those, and He had a cage match with Sami Callihan, and it was just brutal. It was one of those blood sport ones. So I've been a fan with Viz ever since then. The fact that he was tough enough to go with Sami in a cage, I was like, damn, I'm impressed. No matter who won that, I believe Sami did win that one. But still, it was a shining moment in his career nonetheless. And then, you know, we were privileged enough to see him become one half of the longest reigning Impact tag team champions in history. And so that right there, you know, he's got that nod as well. He's had that gold. Now I'm sure he wants more gold. And I don't see a guy like Josh Alexander going for, not that he couldn't, because it's no limits. Anybody can go for it. But I see him going for bigger gold than X Division. I see him going after the top tier title in Impact Wrestling. But that being said, you know, who, like your question said, who has a higher ceiling? Who's got more potential in a sense? I've seen more stuff with Josh than I have with Jake. So I gotta go with Josh.
J-Bone, you took 10 minutes to explain that. You're leaning back in your chair. You're looking off in the distance. I look at you and I look at this.
This is the good stuff.
I see you and Gama looking very similar in that photo. And I don't know what's going on over there tonight. I know it's Sunday. It's
it looked like Mance Warner.
It looked like Mance Warner. You pulled that one off for sure. Was he on the show last night, by the way?
He was on the GCW shows, yes.
Nice.
And once again, that's another guy that put in his MLW notice. I'd say going forward, MLW and NWA guys, you could almost say possibly available going forward.
Man, Mansur, I know that down south is going to make a huge play for him because he's got that Steve Austin appeal, you know, that they don't have, like the relatable guy. But man, if he could show up in Impact, it'll be fuck. That'd be awesome. I do love Mance Warner.
I do have to confess, guys. I do have to confess something tonight. Where I was earlier tonight, I knew
there was something. I knew he was definitely doing something else. Maybe not that, but what else?
Nothing to do with erect eggplants. No, I actually had a belated Christmas dinner with my son, and we were at Red Robin's. And I had a beer, just a beer.
Wow. I love that he's rocked on the one beer.
I'm so ratchet. Ratchet J-Bone. And I had what is possibly the best burger I've ever had in my entire life. I just couldn't stop yumming all the way through it. In fact, to the point that my wife was looking at me like I was, you know, completely out of my gourd.
Was she looking at you like, this is Red Robin, sweetheart? Like, what are you talking about?
Something, yeah. It was one of those guac bacon burgers, and I was like, oh my God. It was
fucking rocked. Man, look at it. She's out.
Just blew my mind. I wanted two of them. It was so good. I was just like, I don't care if I get sick. I want two of them.
I can turn it on anytime, Pat. Come on, no problem.
Now I want donuts. Thanks a lot, Trent.
What else we got? Let's do a couple more.
We actually got a lot, so maybe we could do some rapid fire here.
Because, let's do some rapid fire.
No more 10-minute answers. I apologize.
Blame J-Bone, guy. If you're going to get your question in, yell at this guy. We're going to make J-Bone go on an hour early on Tuesday to answer the rest of them that didn't get answered.
I know Hakeem put this in there twice, so let me throw it up there.
Best male and best female talker in TNA Impact and why? Ooh, Alicia, let's start with you.
No, don't start with me.
The reason I'm starting with you is because I want to start with Alicia because J-Bone ate up 20 minutes and I feel like, man, poor Alicia's sitting there like waiting for him to shut up.
Oh, right. Man.
With you, all right, we'll come back there.
Right, well, okay. Go. So male, I think my vote automatically goes to Raven.
Raven.
Mm-hmm. Raven's a good one.
Now, female.
Best female talker. There's got me thinking on this too. And then people in the chat put yours too. I want to see what everybody thinks too.
You know what? Taryn Terrell.
She was awesome. Yes.
Wow, yeah.
Taryn Terrell.
She's just really confident on the mic. Like, if I think of anybody who first springs to mind, it's nothing personal, but she was amazing. Believable, yes. You know what I mean?
That's a great
Especially when she went all nutty during the Dollhouse era. Yeah. Like,
that's a really, really good choice. I like it. I'm with you on that. I dig it. Cool. Bill, what do you got?
I'll go current people just to keep it that way, because there's a lot of real good ones from the past too. But knockouts, definitely Taya Valkyrie. I think her mic skills are up there, like top, not just knockouts, whole company wide. Great mic skills. And I'd put probably Rich Swann, man. He can cut a great promo. He has that intensity that not many people have.
He's believable, man. Swann,
very believable.
I believe everything he says, Rich, for sure. Cool. Those are good choices. You know, I'm gonna second Alicia's choice on Taryn Terrell, because she was fantastic. No question about it. And for best male, this might be, I don't know if it's controversial to some, but I love me some Eli Drake.
Oh, that's very good.
Eli Drake to me was probably the best talker. And they've had a lot of good ones, but I'm going to go Eli as just incredible mic confidence. That's my choice. Yeah, Eli Drake. What do you got, Jay? Try rapid fire some of these.
I'm going to go EC3, and I'm going to go Rosemary.
Excellent, yes. As well.
Rosemary's a good one too. Rosemary's a very good one too. Okay.
And she's evolved as well. So that's been interesting.
Yeah, she kind of like
a tough one. That's a tough one.
She's definitely thrown in some more comedy in her, some more little charactery stuff. True. Okay, cool. What else we got, Bill?
Especially with Wrestle House.
All right, let me throw in another one.
Let's do a few more here, guys. Let's see what we got.
Let's see.
On, you made Mark very happy with that Taya answer, Bolo, right away. And not that he's biased or anything with that answer.
No.
Surely not.
Not at all.
All right, let's get Gary in here.
I think Sorry. Go ahead, Bill. I was going to say, don't forget, Rosemary's also on Twitch now, too, guys.
She is.
Sorry about that. There we go. Best heel turn in TNA Impact Wrestling. You know, I'm almost inclined to say the Bully Ray one, because they play it all the time.
It's the only one we remember anymore.
It's almost like that they're inundating me with, like, by the way, do you know he turned on? You know, but I don't want to say Bully Ray, because I think they beat me to death with that one.
So easy.
It's too easy to say that one right now. Damn, there's been some good ones. Shit. I don't know. Bill, if you got one offhand, go for it first. I can't think of one yet. I need a minute.
Would you go during the beer money run? Would you go, let's see, Bobby?
That's a classic right there. Ooh. That's a classic.
That seems like that was a great like big change from where he was. Like, to go from like top face to top heel. Obviously we just saw in the throwback AJ doing it as well. So there's been some good ones. For recent one, that'd probably be tougher for me. I'm trying to think of anyone that did a huge heel turn in like the last couple of years. I don't know off the top of my head. Anyone that went like super heel and was like, whoa.
I'll throw one out there.
All right.
Moose.
There you go.
In recent years, yeah, probably the bigger one. Because he went completely the other way.
Yeah. His was like a gradual heel turn though. It was just like switch like some of these other ones where it's just like one moment. I feel like Moose just built up. He became more and more of a heel.
Devin here with the shots fired. Impact betraying Billy Corgan and Jeff Jarrett was pretty good.
Oh, shots fired.
He gets the machine gun of the night, goes to Devin, but you get it tonight, pal.
Realized Callus goes bang, yeah.
He does a bang, and there's bang, bang,
yeah.
Shit, that's a good one, man. I don't know. There's been so many good ones. I think back to throwback. We're doing throwbacks every Thursday. Honestly, maybe I don't know if it's because it's fresh in my mind, but I do like the pop it got, especially because we watched it. But I did like when Russo came and turned on, when he turned heel and used the baseball bat on Jared, and him and AJ turned heel together and stuff. I thought that was pretty good.
You speak of that, you got to put Dixie in there, man.
Dixie's a good heel turn.
He got a ton of heat. Like, that was, it was legit fan heat she got. So that was something.
The owner ones are pretty good too. Those are pretty good. They're pretty good. Alicia, did we get one from you? I don't know if we come back to you, right?
Yeah.
Saban turn heel. When did he turn heel? I'm trying to remember Saban being heel.
Velvet Sky.
Oh my God! Fuck.
It's always anti-beautiful people.
That's... No, it's not. All I said is that I just didn't want to see him come back in that one instant. I'm not going to have that held above me. That's not hate. It's just an opinion of honesty.
Are they doing it in Ring of Honor, those two? Or yes. They're not?
Oh,
they
yeah, are. Well, it's
not Velvet
it's,
anymore.
Yeah, it's Angelina Mandy and Mandy.
And Angelina.
Yeah. Velvet's kind of semi-retired, it seems like, right now.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
She went through so many health issues. In fact, she was very brutally honest about what happened to her over the course of the last handful of years. She did a whole... It was like a two-hour thing on Instagram, just talking to fans and just letting loose and letting fans know what happened to her, storytelling and everything. It was, and I listened to about half of it. It was really eye-opening as far as what she all went through. It was,
wow. Interesting, man. She's still super cool. Like, she's a really strong woman. So yeah. I do like
nice
her a lot.
Nice as can be when you meet her in person.
Is she still with Bully? Not that that's any of our business, but.
As far as I know, they are. They're still together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, yeah, like Alicia said, she's a total sweetheart. If you ever meet her, she is.
You're telling me Bully has one redeeming quality.
That's probably got to be it. She sees whatever it is. But no, she's a total sweetheart. She talks about Impact all the time, very proudly. She even said yesterday she hopes to absolutely wrap her career there. Like, her last match, she wants it to be at Impact. So whenever that is, I'm sure the door's open for her. So cool. Let's do one more, Bill. What else we got? Any good ones?
Pick one more. Ooh,
unless there's like some real quick ones we can throw out, like maybe 2-3 quick ones if you want.
All right. Well, here's some. Since he had the one of the shot. Well, he had some good comments earlier. True right, colors what are, here.
All right. What are your thoughts on the Bucks joining up with Omega and the Good Brothers? Like, they've been teasing heavily on Twitter lately. If we
that's
get
an easy one, that's like a Bullet Club type thing or Super Elite.
Yeah, but we got. I'm standing by it. Unless we get a trade in this, unless Impact gets a shine in this whole thing, none of it's going to matter to me. Show up on Tuesday and then put our show over. That's what I'm asking. You're going to do all that. You got to be there on Tuesday to put our stuff over. And it can't be that everybody's getting squashed all the time too. Like, you gotta come over and make it look good. So that's my.
Well, they haven't got anything yet though on Wednesday. They haven't promoted it, but they haven't got anything though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm my bad. I allow have the Impact appearance on theirs is what I meant. Sorry.
Okay. Impact but on there. Okay.
On there. But also that said, if it's the Bucks, this Bucks element, they got to come on Tuesday too and put that over. Like, we need more Impact being put over here. I don't think we're getting put over enough, because Wednesday comes around, it's like Tuesday never happened. My thing is, give us some shine on Wednesday. If the Bucks are added to this whole thing, put them on, have them show up on Tuesday. Like, we want the eyes to follow. So
one person from Impact is showing up on Wednesday for sure.
The one definitely is. That's
more than enough.
Yes.
For now, anyway. I like the storyline, though. I like where it's going. They're very good heels.
But Bill already promised me he was going to wear some Smash This Podcast merch. So.
Are you going down there, Bill?
I will be down there on Wednesday.
You are going down there? Because you might be down there for what could be the first actual Impact appearance, too.
It's possible. Kenny's scheduled to do something with the belt against former roster member Phoenix. So we'll see. Maybe I might have my Rich Swann shirt, maybe an Impact vest. We'll see.
All right. We'll find out.
Support the brand.
Cool. That's anybody else got a thought on this? Anybody want to throw in a thought, J-Bone, or anything? Please keep it under 10 minutes, J-Bone. I'm on a limited time budget here.
Oh, I have no doubt. I think if the Bucks are going to show up, it's going to be at Hard to Kill and do something.
For pay-per-view? Save for pay-per-view?
That's my guess, yeah.
I was really expecting J-Bone just to answer with a, yo, Very Egon and Ghostbusters. You good, Egon? Yo. But all right, cool. What else we got? Anything else, Bill?
Here's something, a quick one, and it has to do with Genesis coming up from Eric Travis.
All right. Moose versus Mac is going to be good on the I Quit match, but do you see Mac help Moose beat Swan, be world champion, and Mac be Moose backup, possibly Chris Bay? A lot of shifting around. I don't know.
I guess the whole thing is, do you see Mac, I guess, Willie Mac, playing a part in this, or Chris Bay, who we saw obviously featured in Final Resolution? Do you see them playing any parts in this upcoming?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to be part of the mix. I'm guessing like they've elevated all of them so much lately that it's like, if you don't do anything, you're going to take away from it. So I think they're inching up closer and closer to that tops, like higher levels. I feel they're going to involve them all at some point. So I don't know about you guys. I may want to throw in a thought on this one too.
I think Moose is elevated to a point now over the course of this last year, especially with his evolving with the TNA Championship. I think he's ready to run some kind of stable, and I would absolutely love to see him with Mac and or Bay. I think that'd be pretty cool. It would just elevate his heel status as well.
Cool. All right, let's close with this one. How about this? We'll close it out. We'll get everybody on this one here. What knockout defeats Deonna for the Knockouts title in 21, or does Deonna hold a title throughout 2021 and beat Taya as the longest reigning Knockouts champion? Alicia has nodded her head no. Go start it off, Alicia. Who beats her?
I keep saying that it's going to be Kimberly.
Like the enemies close or friends close, enemies closer type thing.
I mean, think about it. When she first came in, she was on fire and she was on a mission for that belt. But then suddenly she was just friends with Deonna and has stuck really close to her and been very supportive since. And I always feel like when stuff like that happens with no real like reason, it's because there's an ultimate plan of sniping.
Yeah, because like she joined her up and like basically it was like a trade-up. Like, you help me out.
Yeah,
I'll take care of you too, and eventually, like, Kimber's gonna be like, "All right, well, fuck this. I want the title too."
Let's remember when Kimber first started, she technically didn't need Deonna's backup,
right?
Because she was winning her matches. You know what I mean?
True. So okay, I like that. I'm with Leisha. I was gonna say Kimber as well, because I think like she's, it's like it was under your nose the whole time. You know, like he was there the whole time. You're too busy worrying about everybody else. Yep. All right. I'm going Kimber as well. So you got ours. Bill, you got a thought on this one?
I think that we already saw Deonna's a 2-time champion.
Yes.
I think there's a good chance she's a 3-time champion at some point next year. So I don't think she's going to hold it for the longest amount. I think she's going to be more one of those, like an Angelina Love, a Madison Rain. She'll probably have a 5 or 6-time reign as champion at Impact. But I see her dropping it. I'm going to go. Mark's going to be happy. I'm going to say Taya. I think it's going to be Taya Valkyrie.
In next week or a couple weeks from now?
I don't know about then. There could be a rematch, maybe at Rebellion is what I'm thinking.
If Taya re-signs, I guess it's more, a little more inevitable. All right. Interesting. I'm still sticking with Kimber.
Although maybe she will beat her there and make everyone go crazy again. Oh, no, an outside world champion. Ah.
You could mix it all up. You never know. J-Bone, let's close it with you on this one.
You know, as much as I love the what do they call them? Nevaeh and
Killer Death Machines.
I think the title's gone around Havoc too much in the last few years, unsuccessfully. So as much as I'd love to see Havoc get that back, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen with someone up and coming, Kiera Hogan, honestly.
That's another one who are they're elevating a lot to. I think we're going to find out. We're going to know more once the tag belts are decided. Then we kind of know where the Knockouts are going a little bit, you know? So,
hey, yeah, I think they're winning the Knockouts tag titles. Kiera is right near the top of my list, but I have them winning. That's why I didn't put her as the. But she could have it by the end of the year, though.
She could be. So we'll see. There's a lot. January is a very decisive month for Impact, guys. So don't miss a lot going on. Impact on Tuesday, Genesis, Hard to Kill, Impact Week on Access. Just a shit ton of stuff happening. So this is kind of the month that's going to set the tone for the year, or at least the first quarter of the year. But let's close with that. If you guys didn't get your question in, leave it in the comments on YouTube. And we'll definitely pop it in the comments. We'll answer in some comments and stuff. And we'll engage. Everybody who didn't get one in, throw it in the comments or bring it to Tuesday. Maybe we'll do a little something next
Tuesday. Or even bring it to the co-stream with probably J-Bone and myself.
There you go.
We can obviously talk about those as we watch Impact on SSTV.
Oh, yeah.
So Tuesday night, twitch.tv/Impact, Total Nonstop Impact will be the co-stream. So, all right, let's close up. Let's get some plugs in here. Alicia, where can they get you at?
You can only find me on Instagram under the handle Alicia B. Cakey.
Get our Instagram, guys. Bill, where are you going to be? The traveling starts again this week. Where can they connect with you?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram. My name, William M. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R. And I'll be heading out Wednesday be going down south to Jacksonville. Then I'll follow that up with a show Friday, No Peace Underground, and Saturday, No Holds Barred down in Florida. And definitely some good talent will be down there. So maybe I'll have some reporting for Sunday on some new people to take a look at going forward.
Definitely definitely No Rest for the Wicked.
Hey, Impact Wrestling, it's great to be here tonight.
Please say that to him when you're in the show. So you won't be here with us Thursday, then, I take it. Or are you going to be
It depends. Right now, Thursday, I might be. I have nothing scheduled for Thursday night, so I might be just live from the road. From the hotel room, shall we say.
Sounds good. Jay, we're going to get you and your other stuff.
You can find me over on that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast. We're smashing all things wrestling, especially going into this year, 2021. I'm going to be covering some Genesis stuff leading into this week. Still got to do that throwback. We're going to be doing the, 2011? I think it's 2011 Genesis throwback sometime this week. Keep an eye out for that. And then I'll be doing part of a I don't know if we're going to be doing a watch along, but we'll certainly be doing a review of Genesis this coming Saturday with T and I. I don't know. We're going to figure that out behind the scenes. But, yeah, we'll be covering that. So, very big week for Smash This Podcast and Total Nonstop Impact. Very exciting stuff coming forth.
One beer, and he is on planet Neptune, this guy. I swear. Anyway, you all right there? You take a nap after this. All right, guys. You get me at Transberry over on Twitter, the show at We Talk Impact, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, twitch.tv/Total Nonstop Impact, prowrestlingtees.com/Total Nonstop Impact. The sale starts tomorrow, 20% off all shirts. I'm going to try to get the new shirt up during this week. Hopefully, it should be up with a new logo. We'll get that up this week. I'm going to be pushing for it tomorrow. But either way, prowrestlingtees.com/Total Nonstop Impact starting tomorrow at noon, I believe. Kick that off. All podcast platforms, guys, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Get your audio version of this show and all the other ones we do. Tuesday night, the watch along, Impact and Access TV, Bill and J-Bone doing it on twitch.tv/Total Nonstop Impact. The full show review afterwards right here on Twitch and YouTube as well, live with your comments, guys. Thursday night is throwback. We're doing episode number 53 from The Asylum. So check that out at Impact Plus and then watch along and talk about it with us. And Sunday back here for the Impact Plus Weekly. So that's everything. I think that, Jim, I miss anything?
The new emotes are in the chat, folks.
That's right. Yeah. The new emotes. Thank you to Skull17 on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Skull17. Give him a follow. Brian has gotten the two new emotes in. Bravo and Monty Brown are in. So if you subscribe on Twitch, you get all the emotes in one shot. So be sure to subscribe on Twitch. Cheer bits. Subscribe. Twitch.tv/Total Nonstop Impact. Bell's Blood closing it out with the most ratchet comment of the night. J-Bone's beer buzz will last longer than Trent's marriage. Take that down, J-Bone. Take that down. We're getting out of here. All right, we're getting out of here, guys. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you Tuesday night for the watch along and the review. Have a great week, everybody. The holidays are officially over. It's all back to work. That sucks. Thumbs up, thumbs down on that. We'll talk to you guys Tuesday. Good night, guys. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you later.